Blog Talk Radio.
Perfect, unexpected, but I'm worth it. Good exposure to this life. If that's what you like, explore your thoughts, stop acting scared. I can see you watching, let me take a stand. Let me show you what it's like to fuck with something right. Girl, let me put you on with something real. Wanna show you how it feels to rock with something trill. So come join me in this room, girl, it's time. If my hands move slick, that's normal. We can smoke one first if you're trying to get lit. But we don't think I'm taking hit. Cause we alone, girl, we are. Girl, let me put you on with something real. I wanna show you how it feels to rock with something trill. No, no, no. So come join me in this room, girl, it's time. I know what you like, baby. Let me get you right.
What's meant to be will be.
heaven only knows. God sent you to me, but in this moment of chaos, we gotta say our peace. Peace. We gotta say our peace. You still love me though, right? But it's life.
Where are we going? Why are we slowing down? Where are you going? We should be growing now.
But we're growing apart. Growing apart. Peace.
Hey.
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to Damn, this should be interesting. How you guys doing? Happy Monday, man. We hope everybody's having a good, healthy, happy Monday. We hope that everybody woke up refreshed and ready to get on their grind this week. Everybody's getting over their pride, or your pride is over or it's coming soon. Everybody's still got that pride spirit around them. I know we do. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. At our pride, you know what I'm saying? So we're just hoping everybody out there still kind of floating on that cloud like we are, you know what I'm saying? So tonight we have a great show for y'all like we try to do every week, you know what I'm saying? We have a topic tonight that's multifaceted, several different questions within a question. And we want you guys to just call up, man, and participate, be as honest as possible, you know what I'm saying? The question is today is if you could wake up and change something. If you could change your sexuality, you could change your race, you could change your gender. If you could wake up and be a different sexuality, a different race, or a different gender, would you do that? And if so, which ones would you choose? That's our topic tonight. So we want you guys to call in and weigh in on this. Again, this is a show that's judgment free. You know, we have our opinions, definitely, but we definitely don't judge. We're open for everybody. So we want to know, you know, your honest opinion and your honest answer. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves as we always do, and then we're going to get into Dr. J's word of the day, and then we're going to talk about this topic. I'm at Solo Flows.
What's up, Web? I'm at Ann Strings. Got to love it, got to get it all day, every day. Dr. J Money coming your way.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at the young homie Cali Bud 3. Let's go.
We got Ayman,
yes, on the
two.
Yes, and we are in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got this question for y'all, man. We know this question is loaded. After we get through Dr. J's weather today, we definitely want to get into this topic and get into some more great music. Of course, we're going to have Cali Bud's Strain of the Week in our entertainment report. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into it. Dr. J.
What's up? Dr. J's word of the day. You know, morals and values affect your ipsiety in different ways, whether you know it or not. And it can, based on today's topic, it can make you want to change who you are or be someone different. And that's up to you. But ipsiety is the word of the day. It basically means your selfhood, your individual identity. It's the quality of being yourself. So be your best self. Ipsiety is the word of the day.
All right, all right. Ipsiety, I like that word. You know, that's a beautiful word. I like the way that comes out. I like the way it's saying, what it's saying, you know what I'm saying, that we all need to just be ourselves, embrace who we are, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes we have fantasies, we have thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we feel like, damn, life would be easier if I was such and such and such, you know what I'm saying? Or life would be different if I was such and such and such, or if I was this person or this sexuality right now, I probably wouldn't be getting treated like this, or, you know, however you want to look at it, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're unhappy being who you are. It could be a situational thing. You know what I'm saying? In this situation, wow, sometimes when I'm at a party or something and the lady's bathroom is around the corner and the man's bathroom is empty, I go in there. You know what I'm saying? And some people, you know, some women won't. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what. If I was a guy, I would. You know, I would go in there because, you know, it has urinals and all that kind of stuff. But for me, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to make a magic penis appear, and I'm going to go in here and use the bathroom. So I know that's like a small example of what we're talking about. What we're talking about is on a vast scale, but that's a small example of kind of wanting to vamoose or vavoom into something else. I personally, at Solo Flows, I would, you know, sometimes I think in my life I've had penis envy just for the idea of poking. But not really wanting to wake up and be a guy. You know what I'm saying? That's not, I haven't really wanted that. I guess I would relate penis envy. I guess it could kind of be the same. It kind of could be a contradiction on my part. But it's just like I've had the thought or the idea. I wonder what it's like. But I don't think it's more so wanting to do it. It's just having a question ever so often of like, I wonder what it would be like to be that. You know, I know sometimes being black is hard as hell. you know what I'm saying? Being a black lesbian woman in America can be really hard, but I still have not wished to be anything other than who I am. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for making me who I am, and I wouldn't want to change it. I know when it comes to religion and things like that, sometimes I get perplexed. You know, it gets hard because there's all these deep age-old questions that, you know, I ask myself, you know, Dreams brought up the idea of the sexuality, but she brought it up in a different way as far as choosing upon actions. And we're going to let Dreams go into that a little bit deeper to kind of explain what she means by that.
Yo, what up, y'all? This Dreams. So I was just asking the question of, you know, do you want to necessarily change the action, but not your inner self as being, so for example, if you're a lesbian woman, but you don't choose to live a lesbian lifestyle, so would you want to change that aspect of your sexuality, I think was my question. But for me personally, I love being a stud, and I wouldn't want to change it in this lifetime. But if I had another lifetime and I could change, I would want to be a dude. Like, I would want to know what it feels like to have a penis. Like you said, like Solo said, the penis envy. And one of the main things is so I could get women pregnant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we wouldn't have to worry about that aspect of it. And I think if I had that, I'll probably have a few kids right now. They'll be all in different states and shit.
Well, maybe you were born the way you thought you were for a reason. Yeah, because you'll be planting seeds,
man,
all over the globe.
For real. But we, you know, I'll take care of them all. That wouldn't be a concern. As long as I can see my kids, I'll send child support.
All I can say is
Maury Povich. Okay, I can see James on the Maury Povich show. Are you the father?
I can see, it ain't mine,
Maury. Yes. I can see James really cutting loose with that thing, you know, and taking it and aiming it in every direction that it's not supposed to go. Or that I guess it's supposed to go for the night, you know. Because men, we know, have a whole other set of problems. Once you plant a seed, you can't get that seed out regardless. You know what I'm saying? If a woman decides to have a baby, you just got to have a baby. You know, you don't really have much choice in that once you do your part there. A woman has 100% control
right
after that point. That's a good point.
I was going to say, this is James again. Wouldn't it be funny if in my next lifetime I was a man but a gay man? Probably like, oh, why y'all doing me like that?
That would probably be guys' way of being like, okay, bro, you want to wish for this? You want to be a man, I'll show you. You can be a man. You know what I'm saying? But I think that would be like a funny, you know, ironic situation for gay people and straight people. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it's ironic, the things you wish for, like, he literally gives to you. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
you can have, you, he'll probably give you all of that, the ability to make babies and all of that shit, and you probably end up gay as they all come. So, you feel me? I don't know. I like being a woman, man. I like the fact of me being different and me being exotic, you know what I mean? Me being outside of the box and what I could do with women. I just like the whole feel, you know what I mean? Like, I know offhand, you know what I mean? I don't know how it is to be a man, but I know how it is to be a woman and get women. And I like that feeling. I don't know if people get the misconception that people that dress like a boy or dress masculine want to be men. But, you know, that's just their style based off their personality. So I wouldn't want to change nothing. I wouldn't want to be a dude because I know dudes got their own line of problems that they got to deal with too. And I know as soon as I get, you know, I probably get, sex will probably be the best thing for me. Other than that, I'll probably have a whole lot of different shit to deal with. So I like being a woman. I don't think I would change shit.
Well, I can see that too.
Yeah,
it's like, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, because you got to think of, especially being a man, like, you know, they got a whole lot of set of problems, you know? Always, you
they
know, having to be that, you know, they have a standpoint of whole, you know what I'm saying, men, you know what I'm saying, of the head of the household, being the strongest. They got a lot to live up to. So not that I'm saying I'm not up for the challenge, but I know a lot of significance of being a woman. I know we have a lot of power, whether you gay or straight, women have a lot of power in they pussy. So I like the fact, I like my vagina, I'm not gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I like being able to have options. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you know, I could go like this, but I could give you something different too. So I kind of like that. I don't think I would change that.
Yeah, that's why I say as a stud, we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, yeah, man.
And we get to eat it too.
So it's like the versatility of being a woman, you know, like, I think being a woman is just a beautiful thing, just period. It could be just because I am a woman, but women are things of beauty. Like, it's just like, you know, whenever you go out, for example, a woman is always a showpiece. A man can wear a suit, he looks good, but it's always who's by his side. You know, you're looking to see who's making her dress and how she's looking and how adorned she is, you know. So being a woman is one of the greatest gifts, I think, that I've been given, and even being a woman attracted to women, I kind of feel like it's having the best of both worlds in a way too, because, you know, I get to take advantage of that beauty that a woman has, you know what I'm saying? I get to court it and date it and be a part of her and, you know, and love her, and I think that's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I would never want to change that.
On a different, you know, we got a different connection. You know, the fact that we're the same, you know, I think we have a stronger connection, especially sexually. You know what I mean? Because not to say that the natural way of doing it is not going to get, you know, get to where you're going, but it's just, I think
it's more emotional.
Just emotional and just on the status of where a woman wants to be, I think we can hit that peak. I think we understand each other in the best type of ways, and we know, you know, unless you're being lazy, of course, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that we have that connection. I like that connection, you know what I'm saying, between two women. You know, I like that spark. You know, it's a lot of ups and downs with it, but that main part of that attraction when you first see a woman, that first attraction, I think, I don't know. I don't think I'll get that same feeling if I was a dude stepping to a woman. It'll be just like a game. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a woman. Within a woman lies so much mystery. You know, there's so much beauty, there's so much mystery, there's so much mastery in what it takes to be a woman. You know, when you think about just simple things as dimensions, you know, curves and different things like that, and all the beautiful things that a woman entails. Like, there's definitely beautiful men, definitely. Very beautiful men, handsome men, shapely men. You know, they're definitely, you know, we don't want to take away from that, because there are beautiful men who exist. It's just that when, I guess, I'm coming from a point of a person that's attracted to women, you know, it's just a different type of attraction, you know what I'm saying? It's something about a woman that is soft and beautiful and supple and Yeah, just pretty and just.
I don't know. It's
yeah,
just different. It's different, man. It's just different, man.
It is.
And plus, you know, as a man, you know, it's kind of. It's weird. Just think about a viewer. I probably wouldn't do no justice to the world if I was a nigga. I'm just being honest to everybody right now. I'd probably be the most ruthless nigga. I'd probably be fucking everybody, girlfriends and their mamas. I'd probably be a drug dealer and a rapper. I'm just thinking about the person I would be if I was a dude. Just thinking, I know, like, God don't make no mistakes. So it's like, you know, just think about if you are really a dude, Dreams, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already know how it is to be a woman. So you know if you was a dude, just think if you had that advantage.
That's why I said,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm enjoying this lifetime.
Boy, you'll bring the world a total chaos, boy.
Hell yeah.
And I could definitely see that. And a lot, and this is, we can't negate the fact that we live in a patriarchal society, and we live in a world where men get a lot of breaks because they're men. You know, there's definitely something that's called male privilege. It really does exist, and a lot of men get you know, basically out of things that, you know what I mean. It's a lot of advantages that men have being men, especially in straight relationships, the mental and emotional advantage they have over these women. Because a lot of ways, I don't understand how he looked like Duck and Tender Hughes, and he, you know what I'm saying, people like Frankie Lyman that are these fine ass women, you know what I'm saying. I just don't understand it, but it's just this appeal, you know what I'm saying, that men have to straight women. But we're going to go into another song, and then we're going to come back and talk about it a little bit more. 220, hit us on the ones and twos, baby.
Yeah. It's the blackest rebel. These niggas don't want the dragon up now. Rest in peace. Look. Before I proceed, allow me to go prepare the grace for you niggas. Yeah. These niggas can't rap, baby, the beaches be saving you niggas. Malignant, your saving your nickels. I'm a hot nigga, my watch a taste of your nickel. Your bitch give me facial, little nigga. Next time y'all kiss at me, how do I taste of you niggas? You silly, little silly ass niggas. You really think you fucking with me? I thought y'all was mean, but you niggas. You niggas is giving me signals. You niggas stay acting like bitches. You niggas swear you getting rich. You ain't even got gas money with you. What the fuck is you grinding for, nigga? That rebel, you niggas is not on my level. The fuck is you mentioning me? Cause I will be somewhere getting ate the fuck up by your bitch while I'm mixing it. The hell is you saying? The fuck is you doing? Get real of my dick. The fuck is you trying to make rap a career? I'm in college, give me a degree. That's bitch. I told them envision me. I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it good, it don't mean that it's gold. And my mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions. But these are the facts. Yeah, these are the facts. These are the facts. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Feeling soft if you speak on tracks. Nickel, these are the facts. Nickel, these are the facts. Nickel, I do not rap. The fuck is that? Make me go berserk now. I'ma make all of these niggas some believers. Damn. They gon' wanna go to church now. Tell that pussy nigga, boy, put your skirt down. I wearin' all this nigga, you ain't got no turf now. I see. If you was grinding at first, nigga, you don't have to really put in work now. Murk, I'ma leave him in the dirt now. You gon' run around the city in a hearse now. I'ma make sure I leave every nigga hurt now. You gon' run around the city with a purse now. You my bitch, I ain't never need none of you niggas. I'd rather rely on your bitch. I'm a fool with it, nigga. The coolest, the smoothest, the slickest, and that's worth the mix. I am too through with these niggas yet. I am not through with these niggas. I already told you, Black Rebel so hot. She can't even be cool with these niggas. No, seriously, who with these niggas? Finna cook a good brew with these niggas. It's a tragedy they never learn. And I went to school with these niggas. Damn. Boom. I told them envision me. I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it good, it don't mean that it's gold. And my mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions. But these are the facts. Yeah, these are the facts. These are the facts. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Feeling soft if you speak on tracks. Nickel, these are the facts. Nickel, these are the facts. Nickel, I do not rap. The fuck
to be broke. Now all my niggas G'd up. Tattoo, shooting the breeze, chilling with the feet up. Flat screens, flyer papers, look at what we dreamed up. Ain't trying to brag, cause this is more than labels on a Tech Max. I'm chill, but we amp like awful pills. We mobbing, I'm ill. Might go spend a couple bills, catch a flick, get a meal. Get these fans all in a dizzy. Blowing O's around these hoes, bet on them circles, make them dizzy. Getting dizzy off the track, my head keep bouncing back. I'm riding around with the West Side, my niggas looking mess. I'm feeling so at ease. These palm trees, that gentle breeze. I heard right now the sun is setting over sea. So do you wanna fly with me? Cause I might pick up the pace, be on the very next flight.
Yeah.
Go through the sky, see what that jet life's like. Mobbing everywhere, we're nowhere, we just coolin' with no shirt.
We made gold.
Yeah. We accomplished gold. Yup, we got gold. So let our story be told. So let our story be told. Whoa. Whoa. You hear it, but you see it, the team we was going. Pulled up at the light, instant down, Transformers mod over to the side, hide, then we stepped out. They flocking to us up, you should have seen this clout, man. I said I'm feeling myself. I'm up in my zone and I don't need no help. Let me make it clear, shit means so much. That's why I do it to the death of me, fresh till I'm up. We just chilling in the limelight. Damn, I thought my gas light was the spotlight. For a minute, I felt like we had a sentence. Impressed in the kid was the greatest, never the lesson. But now I'm under pressure, cause that means still running. Snap back to reality and face my shortcomings. Damn, my hopes and dreams still locked up, yet I'm chasing like a fiend.
Seeing through the vibes that I'm making. Cause too soon it's gonna get harder to take it. Underrated when you know we the greatest, it don't stop. Never slip or slack, we're max to long top. This shit too heavy for quitters. That's why I do a dock with my niggas. I see the goals we envision, so if you can't stand it, teak, get the fuck out our kitchen. Get back, I'm on attack, lyrical gag, click clack, I spray these bugs with the rays. Take your sun, turn it to shade. We stars, my nigga, the crimson carpet is laid. I know you wonder what we gon' do. What the world has come to. When the fuck we broke through. How PS can steal the limelight from under you. Ha ha. My nigga, we got gold. My nigga, we got gold. So let our story be told. We got gold.
Y'all to know, every time y'all hear music on Damn This Should Be Interesting, it is all LGBTQ music that you're listening to, that is all in your ear hole, getting it all wet, nice and ready to hear some good, healthy, sexy sounds, because that's what we play here, man. You know what I'm talking about? So we're having this conversation right now, though, about if you could wake up and be something else. You can be a different sexuality. You could be a different gender. You could be a different race. What would you choose to be? Whom would you choose to be? Is the question that we're asking. Callie Bud, talk to
him. I'd probably be a white man.
Why is that?
I mean, I just think they would probably get, you know, you talk about that whole males getting a better, you know, getting a better chance at everything. And I think white men get the top of the chances. So I think I probably want to start there first. Definitely. If I had to choose, I would be a white man. Because all the time, black men, they already got strikes against them when we were. So I'd rather take my chances on the high road. I'm just being honest.
Well, honesty is where we want.
Would nobody want to be a white man?
Ain't nothing wrong with being a white man. If I had a chance to pick, I would want to be a man in my second life. I would like to stay as I am because I like who I am. It's getting me to know the person that I am. And I'm learning so many new things, and it's wonderful. So I wouldn't want to change that. But in my second life, I would want to be a man. But I don't want to be like a Brad Pitt or a T.I. I would want to be that type of man. You know, somebody you see, you just like, damn, his swag is on, right. You know, something like that. But I couldn't be like one of these run-of-the-mill niggas that you see on every street corner. Like, I still be like Ange, but I'd be the Brad Pitt like Ange, how she said, having babies
so, like,
and all this shit. Yeah. But I probably wouldn't. Yeah. Ange dreams.
I feel you on that, Dr. J, man. You want to be... You want your swagger on 100. You want your swagger on 100, right? So I can see that. I can see that, definitely. A lot of times, I mean, I don't know, being a man, it just, again, like we talked about before, it just seems like it has an advantage in a lot of ways. Even when you think about playing sports and just different things that you think about, that are mostly men, you know, based, like, you got football, you got basketball, you got all these different things, baseball, that men really only get to be the stars of, you know what I'm saying? These are very glorious and lucrative careers. Women do it, but it's always on a different scale, you know what I'm saying? If a woman basketball team, she's not going to get paid when a man gets paid, you know, even in the society that we live in right now, you know what I'm saying? Women make a certain amount of cents on the dollar less than a man if they're doing the same job. So, I don't know, it kind of makes you think, like, okay, I wonder what it would be like to be a man and to get all these different perks and advantages just in the world. And with, like, what Dr. J. Money said, it just being that attractive, dapper man, you know what I'm saying? All the attention you get, all the women you get, and all that control that you have, you know what I'm saying? Because you get to, like, basically be a boss. In the world that we live in now, it's like a female has a place, regardless if you're a lesbian or whatever. You know, if you're a stud and you're in a room full of males, they're going to still try to put you in your quote-unquote place. You're still a female, you know what I'm saying? Even in music, rap and stuff like R&B, you know, with R&B, it's more women, but in rap, it's, like, really hard as far as hip-hop goes. You know, just because you're a woman, it don't matter if you got spitters or not. It's the sexuality. I mean, it's the gender thing that gets a lot of people caught up, you know. So I can understand people probably wanting to, like, oh, man, I just want to be a guy. Or it's a lot of times that, like, because I'm a stud, a lot of times I'm a mistake for a guy. And the way I'm treated is somewhat different, you know. People are like, oh, excuse me, brother, you know, like, you know, oh, no problem, man. You know, whatever. It's just a different type of respect that men seem to get in the world. So I can see that. And then I can see what Callie said about being a white man, you know, because we know that in our society, a white male is the highest of the highest. You know what I'm saying? There's a totem pole. He's definitely on top when it comes to getting jobs, when it comes to education, when it comes to opportunity. white men in America, at least most definitely, has the advantage and has a lot of opportunity that people of other races might not be able to enjoy so much. So I think that is an interesting point to bring up about, you know, not really wanting to. Go ahead, Kylie.
I was just going to say that my credit score will be on point. You know, I'll be able to get a loan, all types of shit. I'm just excited. You know, I was just excited about life, you know. Because, you know, you always see, like, white people, not to categorize people or, you know, kind of stereotypes and shit, but, you know, you always see white people in a pleasant mindset. Even in the stressful, you ever seen the stressful credit debt commercials? And the white people be all stressed out about their bills, but they be in a big-ass house and, you know, got a whole thing. You know, I want them kind of problems. You know what I'm saying? I want to experience that type. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think it would just be cool to be able to experience that type of the spectrum, that side of the spectrum. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to, you know, just to see how the other half lives.
And I also feel like it would be interesting not to be seen as a guest in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like a lot of places, if you're white, you just kind of fit in. Well, if you can go to different countries, you can go to Europe, even you go to Africa, you know, you can go to South Africa, you're considered, you know, of higher stature and a higher societal rank than Africans. You know? it's very interesting. And white men kind of have this thing where they have this brotherhood that we'll never know of. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of elitist white men and stuff, you'll never know. Like, you'll be able to get, you know, past if your father was a banker and your father before him and your father was before him, you know, a lot of that stuff is passed down. So in a lot of the generations of white men, there's progeny. And a progeny is something that is so important to have, you know what I'm saying? So you can hand things down to your peers and your heirs and stuff like that. And it doesn't really matter how it was gotten. It doesn't matter. It's not really looked at. It's not really scrutinized. You know what I'm saying? If you see a black man driving a $90,000 car, you're going to kind of wonder why. You know what I'm saying? Like they were talking about Chris. Right. And Chris Rock getting pulled over like 3 times and his nice car. You know what I'm saying? He's an actor. He got the money. But it's just the hassle and the struggle of just being who you are. Dr. J?
I was just going to say, but not only does it give your family something to pass down, but it opens so many doors with just a last name. So your progeny, but your name is what's most valued, too.
So, like, passing down tradition, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that a lot of people of other races don't have is birthrights. You know, a lot of white men, you know, even though we don't live in a society where, you know, like an imperialistic society where royalty is passed down and stuff like that, but in our society it's kind of like unspoken, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely there. There's definitely an elitist culture that exists, and it's definitely American royalty, you know what I'm saying? We don't call it that, and a lot of times we negate to look at it as that, but that's exactly what it is, you know what I'm saying? When you live on Park Avenue and you know, or everything you do is a penthouse, you're in the Hamptons and all kind of stuff, and you know you're going to go to Harvard, Princeton, or Yale. You know what I'm saying? Because it's already kind of put out there for you. Then, you know, everybody else got to jump through hoops and all this kind of crazy stuff.
And then pretty much no matter what you do or what kind of trouble you get into, you're going to graduate. You're going to get your degree.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And a lot of times those are birthrights. You know what I'm saying? They come with, you're just born into it. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't want to admit that that exists, but it definitely does. It's the same thing about my sexuality. Sometimes, yeah, you know, I'm a lesbian and I'm proud to be a lesbian. This is who I am. And until God tells me something different, this is exactly who I'm going to be. And that's just that. But, of course, it gets me down that the world is so against, or the people in the world are so against who I am, and they talk to me about the Bible, and I have all these doubts. because of what God has said and, you know, all the different things, but I still have to stand in what I believe in. But I know sometimes when I look at straight people, I'm like, man, you know, how come they got chosen to be straight and I didn't, you know? And it just seems like their lives are a lot easier than gay folks, you know? So that's one of the things I kind of wonder about sometimes. And I guess I could say I wish sometimes, you know, when it gets hard and, you know, when people are really down on you and trying to really tell you, you know, or in situations when you know you're going to be discriminated against. I mean, like, for example, this is a problem that I shouldn't even be worried about, but I really like Chick-fil-A. I went there and I ate, and I really like the food. And the fact that I can't eat there and I won't support them because of the way that they, you know, feel about homosexuality and stuff, it's a stand that I'm going to take because it's something that I believe in. But damn, that chicken is good. So it's really hard.
I had it the other day. I feel bad.
Yeah, see that. So it's like one of those things where you have to stand up for what you believe in, but at the same time, you got to eat. No.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. You know, so, yeah, so I think what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and take a caller. 220, what's those last four digits?
3678.
Caller with the last four digits of 3678. You're on live at DTSBI. Hello?
Or no.
I guess the caller, you call it, are you there?
Or
caller,
no.
Hello? Can you hear us?
I'm there.
Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, we had a caller, but we don't know what happened. We might have lost the caller. So, caller, if you're still on the line or if you can, call back so that we can hear your opinion because we definitely, definitely value it. But it's just having to take those stands and being a part of any subculture or anything that's not mainstream where you have to take a stand just to be who you are is very difficult. And it's very easy for people to say what they would do or wouldn't do when they're not in your shoes, right? It's easy for people to say, well, if I was born gay, you know, I wouldn't act on it, or I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't do that. But that's because they're not born gay. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier to say that. But I don't know.
Even if you choose not to act on it, that don't make you any less gay, because your internal feelings are still going to be there no matter what. And it's just going to mentally and internally mess you up, because once you're gay, you gay. And I don't care what nobody say. You can go sleep with a man or a woman, whatever, but your ass is fucking gay.
And if it's true, like what people say about the Bible, if you're convicted by your thoughts, even if you don't, you know, take the action, I don't know, like, how much, you know, I guess abstinence helps, but I don't know how much if, you know, if you're thinking it, if you're just as guilty as if you commit the action. You know what I mean? I feel like I'd just rather kind of be honest and just live my life according to how I feel, you know. And because just like straight people get up and they're straight and they live their life according to how they feel, you know, and this is the way that I was born, so I guess I have to get up and live my life according to how I feel, because if I didn't, or if I looked down on it, I think I would just be, like, first of all, I would be lying to myself and to the world. And you can't truly love a person if you don't love them, no matter what. You know, no matter if you can, you try to force yourself or whatever you try to show the world. If on the inside there's something different, it's just something different. You know, it's just like if I was to, you can have a million Twinkies. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if all the Twinkies are white in the middle and then you have one Twinkie that's red in the middle or blue in the middle or whatever it is, right, regardless, that Twinkie is that. You know, even if you dye it or whatever, take the blue out and put some white in, it doesn't matter. That Twinkie is still that Twinkie. You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the things about surrounding sexuality that people really don't get is the fact that you are who you are. And I think that's one of the mistakes people make when they have this idea that you can just va-voom and just be somebody else overnight or just change who you are because someone tells you that it's wrong. Because what you hear things internally first. You feel things internally first. You have the closest relationship with yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I can sit up and tell you all day, I've converted, I'm straight, I'm this, I'm that. I can go live in a convent. I'm still going to try to fuck another nun. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being honest. I'm still going to try to, you know, and you put me in a convent and you, like, put me in a smuggler's bar. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a fucking place where it's all women and I'm probably going to be even more attracted. You know what I'm saying? So it's just no changing it, basically. You are who you are, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is at the end of the day. And, I mean, I don't think anybody, it doesn't sound like, on this cast would want to change. What about you, 220?
I mean, after hearing everybody's opinion, I was really thinking about it. I definitely wouldn't want to be a man. I mean, just knowing what it's like to be a woman first, I couldn't do it. I think I would be freaked out having a third leg. I really would. And then I just love being a woman. So if I could do anything or change anything, I would come back me, but taller. I know that's kind of off, but that's all I want to do. I just want to be, like, taller. I want to be a taller woman. But I would definitely want to... I would want to stay black. I mean, I love our struggle. There's a lot of people who look at other races, but I think we're the only unique race out there. You know what I mean? We're just separate. Everybody's trying to be us. So waking up white, I mean, would I still have my curves? Would I still, you know, have that black beauty and be the queen that I am? No. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to change that. Yeah, that's my opinion.
I like it too. Just stay tall and black. That's just what you want to be. You want to be tall and black. That's it. And you know what? I think that what we're getting from this conversation is a beautiful theme because it's more of us wanting to stay who we are and loving on ourselves more than it's wanting to change who we are. And I think that's very powerful, especially being black lesbian women, you know, because if given an opportunity, it's like we would relive the struggle and we would fight for what we believe in and believe in our love and have it and nurture it the same way we're doing right now. I do know that there are a lot of people out in the world who are very unhappy with who they are, being who they are. You see that manifest in so many ways. You know, God forgive me, but I think about people like Little Kim, you know, how she destroyed, what I consider, she destroyed something that was perfectly beautiful and just went and threw all these Mr. Potato Head parts on her face. And it's like, you know, when I think about that, I wonder what's going on with the person. I see that as a lack of self-love. And I could be wrong, you know, to some people it's like, what? It's just plastic surgery. But to me, it's so not. It's mutilation. You know what I'm saying? It's like you destroyed yourself. Vivica Fox, a lot of the beautiful black women, you know, T.I. and Tiny, you know, like when you look at these women and they've had this, even, you know, all this plastic surgery and all this work, it really hinders their beauty, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? The beauty that would manifest naturally. When you see models like Beverly Johnson and, you know, different people like that who just aged gracefully and just let life happen, you know what I mean? And they stay beautiful over time. It makes you wonder, like, what's... Because I wouldn't look at Lil' Kim and say, what's right? But, girl, yeah, you know, do that surgery. I'd be like, why would you butcher yourself like that? You know, why do you hate yourself so much that you would really destroy your beauty and replace it with this? You know, and it's happening more and more and more. We're seeing it in more celebrities and all this different, you know what I mean? It's trying to beat the clock. You cannot beat the clock. Time is timeless. There's no way around it. You know, you have to age, and hopefully you do that gratefully. You love yourself. You understand that you're beautiful enough, you know, and this is the way God made you, and this is just what you accept as the person you are, you know. But to those people out there who don't love themselves or who feel like, you know, they should wake up and be someone else, I understand you have your reasons, and I can't take away from that because I'm not you. I would just urge people to look into themselves and find something to love, find something to honor and to cherish, you know, and to understand that this is your original blueprint. This is how you were made. This is how God loved you into existence. And I would just urge people to know that and to love that and to understand that you were made perfect regardless of how people in the world see you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You were made perfect. Yeah, there's only one copy of you. And, you know, that this one, you just came off. Even identical twins aren't identically the same. You know what I'm saying? There's something different about them, which lets you know that diversity is supposed to happen. It's a part of life. You know what I'm saying? Difference is beautiful, and we should celebrate that. And if you do want to change who you are, so be it. You know, go ahead, and whatever makes you happy. But I just urge people to find that happy place. And the only place that you can actually find that happiness, regardless of where you go, how many surgeons you go to, you know, how many times you try to change your look, how many times you try to, you know, even your perspective, you know what I'm saying, changing or going somewhere and living as someone else. Wherever you go, you take yourself with you. I want to say that again. Wherever you go, you take yourself with you. So you can't escape who you are. You can't escape everything that you came with, no matter how many layers. Somebody can walk up to you and you change yourself so much so that they don't recognize you, but guess who's going to know you? You. You are. Right? Regardless, you're going to know that you're you. So with that, we're going to go into another song. We're going to have Dr. J's Hits or Quotes of the Day. Callie's going to get us with an entertainment report, and we're going to be out of here. Let's go.
They didn't want me then. They want me now. They not want me to win. But now they're proud. Now they're paying to get in. They in the crowd, tell me how's the view now, tell me how's the view now. Hello, yeah, you a snake, you putting on a show. That Ricky Lake, and that I don't trip, my life great. We'll swallow that pride, tell me how that shit tastes, tell me how that shit tastes. For the verse, 100 racks. If you ain't talking money, then run it back. My pocket's too deep for them not to be stacked. Yeah, you looking like distraction. Now fall back, bitch, your music been weak. Your fashion whack was talking at your neck. Not even facts, I'm way too real. It's too low, I'm too busy on the road. I'm too busy booking shows. Tell me how that shit tastes. Tell me how that shit tastes. Tell me how that,
know you from somewhere? Where do I know you from? Oh, I know you from another life.
And you were my other wife. Now you're my man. This is not okay. Yeah. Yeah, so welcome back, man. You know what I'm saying? I think tonight was a great conversation. It was wonderful. Dr. J, get into your post of the day real quick.
All right, y'all. I'm going to give y'all a couple of sayings and some things to make you go, So the sayings are, so I asked her for some scissors and she dimmed the lights. So with that being said, don't ask me about my orientation because you're not going to get a straight answer. And some things to make you say, if there's a line of gay people, is it still a straight line? And you seem like a sweet person. Mind if I lick you to find out? Lastly, the kid said, Mommy, does Barbie come with Ken? Mommy said, no. Barbie comes with Stacy. She just fakes it with Ken. Dr. J's saying things that make you go,
Oh, wow. Callie Fudd, it's on you. Things that make me go, Dr. J, today you make my buzz go left. I don't know, man. I don't know. Man, you know what? I'm really, really, really excited about the weed I got today, man. A homie came through straight from the cannabis club. Man, he gave me some Hennessy OG. Man, I'm trying to tell y'all, this Hennessy OG right now got me all types of bent, man. Y'all need to get on the same train I'm on, man. Hit me up, man. If you want me to take some strands, if you think your weed that you got is the best weed, hit me up on my Twitter at CaliBud3, or you can hit me up on our Facebook. That's DTSBITOO, man. For my entertainment report tonight, make sure if y'all in Chicago or anywhere in the Midwest area, y'all go see The Same Difference, man. It's a good documentary, man. If you didn't get a chance to see it, if you was in the Bay Area, they was out here in June to get to see it. I believe they're coming back out here at the end of August to be able to see The Same Difference. So make sure if you in the area, the Midwest right now, go check out, man. Go support. Go support her, man. That's a good documentary for us, man. And make sure you gonna check us out every fucking Monday, man, 7 p.m. That's 347-324-3853, man. We here, man. We got great topics, great music, great fun, man, great people, man. Make sure y'all check us out. Hit us up on all of our Twitters. Once again, I'm at CaliBud3. Y'all finish out.
I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at Edge Dream.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
And I'm at 220 Media. That's 2ISTWENTY.
Let them know, 220. Let them know, man. And we here, man, every single week, man. We love y'all. We thank y'all for supporting. Make sure y'all keep hitting us up on that Facebook, man. It's going crazy. We got a lot of crazy videos. I actually just put up a video right now of an actual surgery of a man turned into a woman, man. I just uploaded that. So go to our Facebook right now. That's DTSBITOO. That's the real process of a man changing into a woman the whole way it goes to get from a dick to a pussy. I'm just letting y'all know. It's real, y'all. I'm telling you, this shit ain't about this life, man. So go check this out, man, and keep checking us out every week, Monday night. Damn, this should be interesting. Thank y'all, man. Good night.